Longest smuggling tunnel ever found on the southwest border. Officials say that the tunnel, which includes a rail cart system, an elevator, and a drainage system, is the length of 14 football fields. There have been no arrests made in connection with it, and no drugs were found at the site. A Georgia inmate is dead after being put to death by lethal injection last night. Donnie Lance, executed for the 1997 double murder of his ex-wife and her boyfriend in Jackson County. The state parole board denied clemency for Lance earlier this week. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has reportedly avoided being served papers in a defamation lawsuit filed by Democratic presidential candidate and Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard. The Hawaii representative's lawyer says a process server who tried to hand over the papers to Clinton at her New York home was turned away by Secret Service agents, and a second attempt to serve the papers to one of Clinton's lawyers yesterday was also unsuccessful. Gabbard is suing the 2016 Democratic presidential nominee for $50 million for indirectly calling her a Russian asset during an interview. And only one jackpot-winning ticket was sold for last night's $400 million Powerball jackpot, sold at a 7-Eleven in Bonita Springs, Florida. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you ready? A Pure Component linking spirit and science is a show about life, health, fitness, wellness, mystery, and we have great giveaways. I'm your host, Tori Val Spirit, and our guests are experts, practitioners, and life-minded people who are interested in more than just going through the motions. You will learn to manifest good health and have self-empowerment. We also have special shows where we flush the format. They are Hypno Roundtable, Something Witchy Come My Way, Yuletide Blessings, and It's a Miracle. Also see us live on Facebook.com/ A Pure Component. That's www.facebook.com/APURECOMPONENT. You're listening to Chamber Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for listening to A Pure Component linking spirit and science. I'm your host, Tori Val Spirit, and today's show is going to be excellent. We have a shaman with us today, Janet Straight Arrow, and she's going to be enlightening us about shamanism. So before we continue, I'd just like to give you the weather, and today is 30 degrees with a 45% humidity. It's a little chilly out there, so make sure that you bundle up. We're going to break for commercial, and when we come back, we're going to do Tori's story.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Hello, we're back with A Pure Component linking spirit and science. And today's show is about shamanism. So I wanted to just talk a little bit about shamanism. I know people are confused. Sometimes they wonder what it is. We have an expert here today, and so I'm not going to pretend I'm the expert, but I do know that people who work with the shamanistic energies are really working in the spirit world. They actually channel transcendental energies so they can work with them on this world. When we think about shamanism, we always think about healing. And even though it is not really a medical term it's not medicine, it's spiritual medicine, and it does help heal people. So working in the spirit with spiritual work and in the spirit world is how it's done. And today, Janet Straight Arrow is going to really tell us exactly what it is. But before she does, I just want to tell you a little story. So I do have a friend that has recently passed away, so she's no longer with us. And she was a Celtic shaman. So a lot of times also when we think about shamans, we think about the Native Americans. But it really runs through a lot of different lands. And my friend, one day I wasn't feeling very good. I was under the weather. And my friend said to me, you know what? I can just do a little bit of a healing for you. And I'm not very sickly. And I was thinking to myself, yeah, I probably won't go to the doctor today. So why not? And she pulled out a rattle. And she moved around me and did a little bit of a song. She was also a singer-songwriter. She played many instruments, including the harp. And it was just so amazing. It was so wonderful because when she completed it, I did feel that, you know, that I felt so much healthier, and I also felt that I was more energetic. So it was a wonderful experience. So we do have our wonderful guest today, who is Janet Arrowhead, and she is also a shaman. She has been practicing for many years and really empowering people through her healing work. She is also a sage and a teacher, and she has been working with people in different capacities for many years. When you see Janet, you can't help but to notice that she is always smiling, and her energy in itself is actually giving out wonderful rays of healing just being around her. Janet, thank you so much for being here with us today. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for inviting me. I was excited for the opportunity. I love educating people. I'm very much a teacher. My work is called Be the Medicine, so I'm teaching people to be the medicine. I started on that path 52 years ago. I know I don't look 67, but 52 years ago I was a teenager and the doctor told me I wasn't going to live long.
Wow.
My dad was dying and I was carrying a lot of illness and pain in my body. And I'd been very inspired by the New Testament, by what Jesus was evidencing. Mm-hmm. And I said, I want to do that. And so I started studying healing when I was 15.
Wow, very young.
Very young. And so I healed myself, and I'm very healthy at 67. I don't take any medications,
Great.
You know, which is very unusual, I hear. To me, the medicine is being happy and healthy and whole. And that's our nature. Our nature is health. Mm-hmm. But we're taught that our nature is illness at my age.
Yes.
And it's not true. Unless we live differently. So it's all about how we live. I found my shamanic calling when I was a top realtor in New Jersey. And my broker knew of my studies, my constant studies and talking about it. And he met a shaman at breakfast. And he said, you have to go meet this guy. And I finished all my work in my office and I did go to meet him. And he was working with somebody in the back, and I waited, and I was looking at all the jewelry. I love jewelry. I'm a Leo, and he had fabulous Indian jewelry. And when he came out, and they were gone, he came over to me, and his energy was so loving and gentle. And he looked into my eyes, took my hands, and he said, you're a shaman just like me. And I'm looking at my red pinstripe suit, and I'm looking at my blue Mercedes, and I'm looking at him in his jeans and Native shirt and all the Native American things around. And I said, right. I didn't know what I was going to do with all my studies, but that was far from what I thought. And one of the things I do remember thinking at that time was, if I'm going to be a shaman, it's going to be more in with the people. I'm going to blend in with the world. I'm not going to be separate. I'm not going to do weird stuff, although some people might think some of what I do is weird, but it's not. It's really just divine.
Right.
So I started to study with many shamans after that. I became a Reiki master with a wonderful, complete Reiki master over 2 years and studied with over 120 teachers, some of them a couple of shamans for a couple years, one for 6 years, and all while I was working and raising kids, and I began to teach and do healing work. But what I found was the word shaman comes from Siberia and not from Native American. And shamans aren't supposed to call themselves shamans according to, you know, tradition, right? But my guides told me that if you don't call yourself a shaman, people won't know to come to you because what you are offering is true shamanic healing. So I broke tradition, which I've done over and over again, because you really have to open up to the higher truth. And as I studied shamanism, I found that it was every tradition around the world has shamans, not called shamans, but natural healers, energy healers, wisdom keepers, people who are able to help people with love and wisdom and some practices to connect to the higher realms, but also to our guides, to our higher self.
Right.
And so that's weird to some people because they're not used to it, but it doesn't mean it's not real. And I lost a daughter, 2008, she was 29, and went through a huge, huge transformation again, because I went through many before that to be able to be where I am. And I realized how many people from all walks of life do connect to their loved ones. So it's not weird to people who've lost a loved one.
Right. And I feel like the world is more open now to knowing. And really, shamanistic work is energy work. It's a spiritual work. And it really resides all throughout the world. It's not something that's just in one place. So I think it's wonderful that you do call yourself a shaman so you can help debunk some of the misconceptions out there about it. Before we continue, just remember where you were because we're going to just break for commercial and we'll be back right after these messages.
Okay.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hello, we're back with A Pure Component, Linking Spirit and Science, and we're here with Janet, Straight Arrow, and we're talking about shamanistic work. And when you were speaking before, you did mention that there's a lot of things that people might feel is weird, but it's not weird. Can you give us an example of that so people could have a visual?
So some people don't understand. What I've done since I was a child when I started studying, I didn't believe anything.
Right.
And I call it the science of experience. I learned to discern. And if it didn't make sense and it didn't feel correct, I didn't do it. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to, I've always, with the name Straight Arrow, you can imagine my truth is my focus, right? So I've always wanted the highest truth. Drumming people think are weird. Dancing people think are weird. I'm a no-drug shaman, so some people call me. I actually had somebody from LinkedIn say, oh, I do psychedelics in New York City. I go, no, that isn't what I do. Mm-hmm. And I'm not referring anybody to you because I feel we can connect to our higher selves and spirit and naturally.
Right,
and that's
naturally,
how I, and that's how I teach people. Mm-hmm. And that's how I work with people. So I don't recommend drugs because we can do it naturally, and they're dangerous, honestly. I've had people that are
that are permanently damaged from taking those types of drugs. So I don't recommend them. But some people love them and think that's shamanism. That's not shamanism. Shamanism is connecting to the highest level of spiritual truth and love and healing.
Yes. Can you tell us a few different types of shamanism work and or different modalities? Which is the word that you would use for that to describe different types, maybe? Is that correct?
Well, like you said, you had a Celtic friend. I studied mm-hmm. Celtic shamanism. I've studied Tibetan shamanism, Siberian shamanism, Native American shamanism. I worked with the Foundation for Shamanic Studies with Michael Harner and Sandra Ingerman and many of the people on staff there. I've studied Hakol shamanism, which is Mexican. And also Peruvian. There's shamanism all around the world. And it's really about connecting to our spiritual guidance. That's an important part of shamanism, is realizing we're not alone, realizing that there are others that are, you know, angels and archangels, some people work with, loved ones that have crossed over, my daughter and my father are with me all the time.
Yes.
And they work with me and they whisper in my ear. I know it's them. Some people think that's weird. But I've been doing that since I was a child, and I didn't realize it fully until I opened up to my shamanic path. Yes. I was like, oh my goodness, I remember being told that when I was 40, I would open up to who I am. And I met that shaman when I was 40. And that was when I was 28. I remember that.
Right. Yeah.
So we all get these messages, but we tend to believe the negative ones, which are not the true ones.
Right.
Because no one on the other side is going to chastise you, is going to be mean to you, is going to undermine you in any way. It's all love. So if you're working with someone who is not coming from love, then it's better not to work with them.
Right. I think people need to, it's a good idea for people to really feel that what they're doing resonates with them. And when someone's coming from a place of truth and love, you do feel that with that person. So then when you're working with that person, that's what you receive. And also when you say that people think that, you know, the negative, that's what they want to believe. And I call that conditioning. I always say,
absolutely.
You know, yeah, people are conditioned and they don't know what the truth about themselves is. And, I think I mentioned to you this morning, I'm working with a little girl and she's just adorable. She's intelligent. She doesn't know those things about herself. And, you know, and I told her yesterday, I said to her in our session when, you know, she was leaving, her mom was a little bit late, which was fine. But anyways, and I told her, you know, honestly, everybody feels like you because they just don't know. So it's not very strange, but you just want to feel the reality of it.
Exactly.
Of what you really are. Can you tell us or give us an example of a session that you had that may have been, you know, really strange or just different than, I know they're all different.
There was one that's popping into my head that happened a year ago. One of my advanced students came in, and when I work with people, especially if they're trained, I like to have them co-create the session with me and have the experience themselves. Nice. Instead of said, Janet said this and Janet said that. Mm-hmm. So her mom was getting ready to pass, and we knew that. Mm-hmm. She had been ill for a long time. And she was guided to come for a session to see if we could help her cross over. Mm-hmm. So she came, and we took her to the sacred space of her soul, and it was evident that she was no longer in her body from how she was.
Right.
But we saw angels and loved ones and beautiful beings surrounding her. Mm-hmm. We both saw this.
Yes.
You can't make this up. You know, it was beautiful. And I got the message she was going to pass within 12 hours, and she did. But she was already not in her body.
Right.
So that was one of the most sacred, beautiful experiences to be a part of, witnessing that beautiful preparation for her crossing with her daughter.
Right, yes.
And her daughter had that comfort and confidence and felt that love from the other side.
Beautiful.
And it was beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So you know, it's not an everyday job.
Right, it's not. And
but when people come, they come for healing, and healing is wholeness. Mm-hmm. And when I first started working professionally, and people, and I would ask people what their intention was. And what do you mean, what's my intention? I said, what would you like to receive? What would you like to, what's your goal? What mm-hmm. would you like to see happen? And I said, I can't promise you anything, but I know how important it is for you to work with me by co-creating this session. So they would say, I want to feel a little bit better. I said, oh, my goodness, you're paying me good money and came all the way out to just feel a little bit better. Yeah. But I realized in our culture we don't expect much more, mm-hmm. right? And I said, how about you open up the possibilities of regaining your health in this whatever area they wanted to work on? And I said, our nature is perfect health. And our bodies, we can see our bodies automatically heal when we have a cut or anything else, but they heal on all levels, but we're so trained against it. Mm-hmm. So part of my work is retraining people to help themselves heal and work with me so that it's not so hard. So I find that when people come, I will connect to their spirit, their soul, their guides, and mine, and get messages for them to help them heal on a very deep level. Sometimes they need to know and be a part of understanding what happened, and sometimes it can just happen.
Yes. Yes. I love that you said that you work with them. Basically, you're collaborating with your client in order to help them heal and heal themselves.
Yes. Well, when I first learned healing, and again, I've been studying for decades, way before it's become popular or there's been a lot of trainings. Mm-hmm. And people would say, you're not the healer, they are, after, you know, you spend thousands and thousands of dollars on training, right? And I wanted to figure that out. Like, how can I help them be the healer? Because I don't want everybody to be married to me and, you know, see 25 people a week like I was then. I said, I want to be able to help people learn how to heal themselves. And I'm very much also a teacher. I teach a lot mm-hmm. because that's a major gift that I have. And I'm healing when I'm teaching, and I'm teaching when I'm healing. And yes. I do both. But people, you know, when I found out I was a shaman, I also found out that shamans are known to heal themselves.
Yes.
And that's an important piece, that we keep healing ourselves as healers, as teachers, as wellness supporters, that mm-hmm. we do the work that we're doing.
Right. Practice what you preach,
exactly.
basically.
But you learn from that. Mm-hmm. You learn from that. You learn because I teach from experience. Mm-hmm. Experience from working with others as well as myself. Right. And so it's not weird.
So what would you say is the key to healing?
The first key to healing is to know that you can.
Wonderful. And that's something that's lacking for most people. They don't really know that they can.
Well, that's why my work, Be the Medicine, that will be coming out in a bigger way starting next year, is going to be very transformational for people to realize, because I have a lot of examples and a pathway to work with that.
Yes.
And the other key to healing is to have joy.
Definitely.
You see my smile?
Yes.
I'm laughing whenever I have a session. I have everybody recorded so they can remember and classes. I say, if you have a spiritual teacher or healer or someone that isn't happy, leave now.
Right. Yes, exactly.
Because they're full of ego and woundedness that they're passing on. Mm-hmm. We want to pass on love. We want to pass on joy. We want right. to pass on acceptance. And that's the other right. thing is to be, another key is curiosity. Okay, I'm not feeling good. Why am I not feeling good? Headaches are a big, people take all types of medicines for headaches. And I say, well, stop for a minute. one of the biggest causes of headaches are you're not drinking enough water.
Right.
Something about the food. You're holding on to fear. You know, there's a lot of, so I teach people to be medically intuitive about themselves.
Right.
And I teach healers medical intuition because there's a cause for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And if you find the cause, you can find the solution.
Exactly. I always say, you know, you don't really have an aspirin deficiency, right? So, you know, so you're just really masking it. So I always want to know. I want to know what's going on with my body, and I think that's a great thing to teach to people, you know, so we can do more for ourselves. It's not as hard as we may think to be healthy.
No, it isn't. It's a matter of choosing it and being curious. And even when I teach healers, I teach them to be curious because they want to learn like a modality in a box.
Right.
You know, let's make it scientific. Well, if you're not curious and open, you're not going to receive all the wisdom and understanding.
Right.
If you keep wanting to limit it.
Right.
Or try to make everybody fit into one.
Into a mold.
Yeah. Yeah. So one, can I talk about another healing?
Sure.
Do you have a minute? One of the things that I also teach people is to be intuitive.
Right.
So listen to their inner wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
I had a man come to me who had a major blood clot, and it was as a result of a test he had done. And the doctors had him on Coumadin, and they were very worried about him. They were worried it was going to go to his heart. So he came to me. I'd already helped him find a more natural heart doctor and so forth, cardiologist. And he didn't tell me where it was or how, what it looked like or anything. I just intuitively worked from his knee to his hip. For an hour, I just ran energy.
Mm-hmm.
And the next day, the office called me and said, what did you do? I said, what do you mean? They said he had a blood clot from his knee to his hip. The whole artery was solid. And it would have taken a year on Coumadin.
Huh, you see?
And they did a test on his entire body. He didn't even have a little blood clot anywhere.
That's excellent.
So that's energy medicine, which is a part of an important part of shamanism. Now, I do energy medicine at a distance. I do everything at a distance. There's no time and space.
Mm-hmm.
And some people aren't, so that's one of those weird things for some people. But they feel better.
They do.
And they get results.
Yes.
And so, yeah, a lot of people work remotely. Well, even doctors work remotely now.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah.
Right? It's the world we live in anyway. But energy workers have always worked remotely.
Exactly.
Because, as you said, there's no time and space. Before we continue, we are going to break for commercial. We'll be back right after these messages.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial Advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial Advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
Hello, we're back with A Pure Component, Linking Spirit and Science. Thank you for listening, and we have Janet Straight Arrow here today, and we're talking about shamanism and other energy modalities that she practices as well. And but before we start, I just wanted to talk about our giveaway. So we will be having a giveaway a little later from Janet, so stay tuned for that. But just wanted to apologize that we did not have a giveaway today, and we do have one, but next week we'll have a double giveaway. So the giveaway is supposed to be the Eden Method. We had a wonderful guest last time, and I was unable to do the questions. So when I checked this morning, I was unable to choose someone or, you know, and put people in the pool. So we will do both giveaways next time. So look for both giveaways next time, and or choose one if you prefer one over the other. I think both would be excellent. They're both wonderful modalities, and we're just going to continue again with Janet. And we were talking about shamanism, and you wanted to tell us the differences between the different modalities that you do.
Well, shamanism, as I started to say earlier, there's so much that I could share. Shamanism is around the world. Mm-hmm. Every culture has native, natural healing. And Jesus was a shaman. Buddha was a shaman.
Yes.
So there are people in every culture. And each culture, when I was a child growing, I did grow up Catholic. And I was curious, like, if we have all the answers, but... and we're all one, but only we're going to heaven. It just didn't make sense to me as a child. So I have always looked for oneness. Like, so I have studied many traditions around the world as I've been guided, and I've found the beautiful, loving truth in all, and I've found the illusions and the controls and the cultural beliefs. And every culture does have natural healers, native healers, people who work with people on many, many levels that help. And I found that one tradition has one piece, one tradition has another, one tradition has another. But underneath them all, it's unconditional love.
Yes.
And truth. But it tends to not be known to the everyday people. When I work with high-level masters, which I've worked with many in many traditions, they know the oneness, and they don't have all the rules that the people have.
Right.
And so that's part of the dissonance with people expecting it. You have to raise in consciousness to understand the higher truth.
Right. And every single religion out there has that common denominator of wanting to connect with your own spirit and with God or source or whatever. It doesn't even really matter. Call it what you will. It's that connection and that knowing that you are truly part of everyone and everyone is part of you. So I always feel like it's a miss when people think, oh, maybe I shouldn't do this because it might be against what I believe. Well, what do you really believe? Or are you going by what you think you're supposed to believe?
Yeah, well, I don't believe. It's just open to... So the one thing that about shamanism is that there's a valuing everyone and everything as sacred, mm-hmm. very much connected to nature, very much connected to our oneness with our environment, with the land, with the sky, with the birds, with everything. And there's a sacredness that is so important in all shamanism.
Yes.
That everyone and everything is sacred. And everything has life and everything has purpose in the oneness. And to me, I've studied Buddhism and many traditions, and they all have that too. And so it's so valid. You know, we can't separate. And we're going through a time where, you know, things are separate and people are afraid. And we want to let go of that. We want to look for the oneness. If you look for the oneness, if you look for the beauty in everyone and everything, you're going to find God.
Yes. Yes. So can you tell us what is unique about shamanism? There's so many modalities out there. What's unique about shamanism or shamanistic work?
Oh, well, there's so many modalities now. You're right. Shamanism, that connection to the nature is really important. And working with guides, again, there's other traditions that do that. But it's also the wisdom, working with wisdom. And I find that the ego has to go. And that's where the unconditional love and joy comes in. Because when you let go of ego, you're letting go of fear, you're letting go of separation, you're letting go of how things are supposed to be, beliefs.
Mm-hmm. Conditioning.
We want to be open to, we can't find answers if we have limits. You know, I've worked with astrology since I was very young. Mm-hmm. And people say, I don't believe in astrology. Have you tried it?
Right.
Have you studied it? I've studied many things, and I've left, and I've gone in 200%, and I've jumped right back out because I'm like, there's too much that's not okay here for me. So if we don't experience it, how can we say we don't believe it?
Right, exactly. Yes. So what is your favorite of, I know you're a sage as well, so can you tell us about that?
So being a sage is being a wisdom keeper, a medicine woman, someone that in the old days when we were tribal that everyone would come to solve problems. Mm-hmm. Because the wise woman or the wise man was connected to the highest truth and was very neutral and would be fair, right? So part of being a sage and part of being straight arrow is I get right to the point. Like I can see through the what people call BS, mm-hmm. I might call illusion. And I don't have any beliefs or any fears or anything in my way. And that's how I can see the highest truth. And that's how I can help people with solutions because there's no boundaries to what's real.
Right.
But if we have all these beliefs and fears and it has to be this way, then we get stuck in the middle. And I have my blog on my website now is about that half-truth and half-lie and how the world is stuck there. So if you'd like to look at BeTheMedicine.com, there's an interesting piece on that to open you up on that.
Right. So, and that's where your blog is, right on your website?
Yes.
So since we're talking about your website, can you tell our audience other ways that they may be able to contact you?
Yes. BeTheMedicine.com is my website, just spelled out. My number is 973-647-2500, which you'll also find on my website. My email is janet@BeTheMedicine, very easy and simple. And the type of work I do is, if you look on my website, it's quite comprehensive. People come to me usually last because they've tried everything else.
Yeah.
People come for anxiety, and I help them with that very quickly because, again, I break through all the illusions and all the fears. Mm-hmm. And people are so grateful. Sometimes one session, their life is totally changed. Because when we get to the truth, and I give it with love and respect, no blame and judgment. We cannot heal if we blame and judge ourselves or other people.
Right, exactly.
We have to be open to our human experience mm-hmm. and the lessons we're here to learn. Energy medicine, I clear homes. With animals, not so much with animals, with children. I do a lot of work with children. I remember teaching a health class that I was asked to speak to, and I taught them about being their own medicine, and I told them they were innately good, and that blew them away because everything they're told in this hypnotic world is that we're bad, we're sinners, we're awful. So if you know you're innately good, you're innately health, you're innately joy, you're innately peace, you're innately beauty and truth and light, that's where I help bring people to help them heal themselves. But I work with everyday issues. I've been in business. I help business owners, entrepreneurs, CEOs. I'm very approachable. I dress like a normal person. My first major in college was fashion merchandising. I love beauty. Beauty
right.
is a natural thing for all of us.
Right.
People come to me with everyday problems that they can't solve, whether it's a health problem. I've helped people with a lot of health problems, relationship problems, personal being stuck.
Right.
Or being anxious or fearful. And I get right to what's causing it and also help them look at their diet and other things that are supporting or not supporting them.
Mm-hmm.
Because I spent a lot of time studying and teaching nutrition in my early practice.
Right.
Yeah. So I bring a lot to the table. And we always, I tell people, you know, people call me and they're suffering. And at the end of our conversation, after we make our appointment, I say, I have one rule. And they grip, right? And I go, we're going to have fun.
Not what they expected to hear.
You're going to have freedom and fun. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's what people really want underneath everything.
Right. Yeah, people want a good life. And that's, and you know, and I think, you know, in general, you know, people are good. You know, we just hear this, you know, the contrary, you know, and then people take it as their truth, and it's not true. Before we continue, we are going to break for commercial a last time.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Hello, we're back with A Pure Component, Linking Spirit and Science, and we're here with Janet Straight Arrow. We are talking about shamanistic work. We were talking about how unique it is, and there are other points that she's going to make in just one moment. But before we do, Janet, can you tell our audience about the giveaway that you have for them today?
Yes, I'm offering a giveaway
of a session with me. We can do it on the phone or in person. It would be a 45-minute session, and we would plan with intention what it would be, what you would like to focus on, what you would like to heal or make peace with or learn about, because that's all necessary. And that is available for the giveaway. It's 45 minutes. It's worth $120. Great. Okay, so we're going to tell you how you can apply for that. All you have to do is go on facebook.com/apurecomponent tomorrow at 12 noon, and you can do it up to next Wednesday, up to 12 noon next Wednesday. You can apply as many times as you want. We're going to have three questions about today's show. Answer the questions, and you'll be put into our drawing, and then we will be drawing that next week. Thank you so much. And we were talking about how shamanistic work is unique, and I know you had other points you wanted to make.
Yes, well, it's so many people are studying the type of shamanism where they drum and rattle and have circles, and that's an important part of shamanism too, and honoring the cycles of our life, honoring the cycles of the land and the stars and the moon. So there's a nice blend with nature and astronomy and astrology and just our life cycles. Sound is used, dance is used to move energy, to heal people. There's so much that is natural and beautiful. And another important part of shamanism is community. Gatherings are very important. Community is very important. We're all one. And when I sit, I don't sit up high behind a podium. I sit in a circle. I've even done that at big shows that I've done, because people need to know we're all one, and appreciate that communion and community.
Right. So that definitely is unique with the rattling and the dancing. And I love that there's movement. Just goes to show, you know, we were meant to move.
So yes.
It's nice that that's included. And it's really energy also. It's energy work.
It's definitely energy work.
Yeah.
Yeah, shamanism is definitely energy work. Just with the intention and the connection with higher vibrational energy. Mm-hmm. And there is more than... Oh, there was one quick story I wanted to say as an example. So when people don't believe or they're not having the experience yet, and when I teach people... I teach people how to break through their boundaries so they can have the experience. But they say that the Native Americans, when Columbus came over, didn't see the ships because it wasn't in their reality.
Right.
So that's why I tell people to be curious and open to what the next reality is.
Right. So, and you know, that just goes to show how much people are missing in their own life, too. They didn't see it because it wasn't in their reality. And that's what happens to, you know, just, I guess people are just so busy just trying to get to work, feed the kids, walk the dog, you know, do everything we have to do. And we're not really present.
Yes. Yes. So it's very much a spiritual raising of consciousness and awareness and trusting your knowing rather than believing someone else.
I'm sure that my listeners would love to connect with you. So if you can just tell us again how everyone can reach you.
Well, one of my friends just texted me, tell them about your Facebook page. So I have a lot of Facebook pages, but my main one I post on every day is janet.straightarrow, just like it sounds. Mm-hmm. And I also have a Be the Medicine page, and that will link you to other pages. But there's daily inspiration and support and also information about classes that are going on. Many of my classes are in the south of Morristown, closer to Basking Ridge, right off of 287. But I am open to teaching at other centers. I'm starting to teach at other centers again. I did for many years. I taught in New York City and all over New England and the middle and Atlantic states. Be the Medicine, BetheMedicine, just like it sounds, .com. And there's, if you read all my blogs, you'll get a book's worth.
Right.
And there's also all the different modalities and also my schedule on there. So Janet at Be the Medicine, 973-647-2500. And I would be delighted to connect with you and see if we can support one another.
Wonderful. So we don't have much more time, but I wanted to just talk quickly about an event that you're having that's coming up in February. Can you tell our audience about that?
Yes. One of the basic things about opening up is to get out of our head and get out of anxiety, fear, any limitation. So I've put together a beautiful class, 2.5 hours in the middle of the day on Saturday, the 22nd, Washington's birthday. Talk about be with Straight Arrow on the day of truth. And you'll have an experience. You'll learn some practices to get you centered. You'll learn how to clear anxiety, fear, worries, and we'll have fun. And it's from 1 to 3:30. The price is, early payment price, I think, is $125, which is a deal. And look on my website for more and my Facebook pages.
Great. Do you have any last words you want to tell our audience?
Love yourself. Have fun. Know that you can heal yourself. And be curious about who you are and what you really want to live in your life.
Great. Thank you so much for being here with us. It was a wonderful show. I'm sure that everyone really appreciated it. Next week, we're going to be talking about thaumology with Lisa Mark. It's a wonderful modality that's also something that is not well spread out there, but they are actually award-winning. So that's going to be a great show. Thank you so much for being here with us. Before we end, can you just give us one more time, let us, our audience, know the phone number where they can reach you as well as your website.
Okay, thank you. 973-647-2500 and www.bethemedicine, BetheMedicine.com.
Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you.
do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial Advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heide and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. economy is still growing, but it's been growing more slowly than in recent years. The latest is from the Commerce Department that it grew at 2.1% in the fourth quarter of 2019. The economy grew 2.3% through the entire year of 2019. It's the slowest pace in 3 years, down from a nearly 3% increase in 2018 and a 2.4% gain in 2017. Meanwhile, the Labor Department says fewer Americans are filing for jobless claims. Around 216,000 filings were made last week, a decrease of 7,000 from the previous week. Senators will pose questions to House impeachment managers and the president's legal team for a second and final day today, a session starting at 1 p.m. Eastern and could last for about 8 hours. This is USA Radio News.
The widespread wildfires in Australia are having disastrous effects on Australian wildlife. The Morris Animal Foundation, a global leader in advancing animal health, says they'll allocate $1 million for scientific research grants that will fund major studies to help.
Tiffany Grunert, president and CEO of Morris Animal Foundation.
Our role will be to research the impact of the fires on wildlife in support of restoration efforts, from land mammal population studies to the effects of the fire on marine wildlife downstream. There's a great deal of research to be conducted in support of these unique and valuable species.
The ongoing wildfires have destroyed more than 12 million acres of land and impacted between 500 and 800 million animals, including koalas. Wayne Boardman, School of Animal and Veterinary Science at the University of Adelaide.
Now we only have 10,000 koalas left. Our colleagues, with the support of Morris Animal Foundation, will continue to investigate the health status of this important population following the bushfires.
To support the effort, go to morrisanimalfoundation.org.
A new White House task force is monitoring the coronavirus as the world deals with this deadly outbreak from China, where it's killed over 170 people. Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham saying the task force has been working since Monday and will lead the federal response to contain the disease here in the United States. Secretary of Health and Human Services Alex Azar heading up the group that includes national security as well as health officials. President Trump saying the nightmare that was NAFTA is over. He signed the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement into law yesterday in a ceremony at the White House.
This is a colossal victory for our farmers, ranchers, energy workers, factory workers, and American workers.
Kobe Bryant's widow's commenting publicly for the first time since the Sunday helicopter crash that killed Kobe Bryant. Vanessa Bryant saying on Instagram there aren't enough words to describe her pain. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The U.S. Border Patrol says it's discovered the longest smuggling tunnel ever found on the southwest border. Officials say that the tunnel, which includes a rail cart system, an elevator, and a drainage system, is the length of 14 football fields. There have been no arrests made in connection with it, and no drugs were found at the site. A Georgia inmate is dead after being put to death by lethal injection last night. Donnie Lance, executed for the 1997 double murder of his ex-wife and her boyfriend in Jackson County. The state parole board denied clemency for Lance earlier this week. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has reportedly avoided being served papers in a defamation lawsuit filed by Democratic presidential candidate and Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard. The Hawaii representative's lawyer says a process server who tried to hand over the papers to Clinton at her New York home was turned away by Secret Service agents, and a second attempt to serve the papers to one of Clinton's lawyers yesterday was also unsuccessful. Gabbard is suing the 2016 Democratic presidential nominee for $50 million for indirectly calling her a Russian asset during an interview. And only one jack.